Hey everyone, Ben here. Due to some unforeseen circumstances, we're going to have to recast a few episodes from last year over the next 5 days. And one of my favorite episodes or series that we did was with Mikey Tai when we looked at Ecclesiastes. So stay with us today as we look at some ancient wisdom that has such contemporary value for us as we look at it, and such a helpful reminder in how it points us to Jesus. So thanks for joining us, and we hope you enjoy this mini-series in Ecclesiastes. Hey guys, welcome back to Navigate. Our hope here is to help you engage with God. My name is Ben, and once again this week I'm joined with Mikey Tai. Today we're looking at Ecclesiastes 11, verse 9 through to 12, verse 14. Today's passage looks at wisdom and understanding death. As we work through this passage, we hope it's refreshing wherever you are. Here's what God's word says. You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joys in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things God will bring you into judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because they are few and those looking through windows grow dim, when the doors to the street are closed and to the sound of grinding fades, when people rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint, when people are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along and desire no longer is stirred, then people go to their eternal home and mourners go about their streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit of it returns to God who gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, everything is meaningless. Not only was the teacher wise, but he also imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher searched it to find just the right words, and what he wrote was upright and true. The words of the wise are like goads. They're collected sayings like firmly embedded nails given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them, of making many books there is no end, and many studies wearies the body. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind, or God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. So I'm joined with Mikey, and I guess up front, I just want to say thanks for joining us the last 5 episodes. It's been awesome having you on Navigate. If we do want to find Mikey Tai, we go to providencechurch.com.au.
You can find us there, or on Facebook as well. And I'm on Instagram and all that too, so you can find me on my socials.
Awesome. And if you are in the area, Providence meets on a Sunday afternoon at the moment at 5 p.m.
And when doors open up again, it will be at Sunnybank, in the Sunnybank Community Center.
Awesome. So looking forward to that day, I'm sure. Now, this last section, we've skipped some stuff in Ecclesiastes, but we've got to this last section, which looks at wisdom and life and death, and up front it does speak about youth for people enjoying their youth. And before we push into it, I do want to just ask the question of you, Mikey. Is there something that you enjoyed in your youth that you can no longer enjoy now?
Yeah, well, I still am young, Ben.
That's right. I told you that a few days.
It's funny because, it does start off thinking about giving wisdom to those who are youthful and enjoying that while you can. And I think back to my youth. For example, I used to skateboard, and I enjoyed that a lot. And I used to be quite fearless on the skateboard.
Yeah.
But now if you put me on a skateboard, my legs turn to jelly. Like if you ask me to skate and then ollie, oh man, that would be so hard. I used to break dance as well. My body cannot do that anymore. I wake up with back pain every day, and it's not good. So yes, enjoy your youth.
Yeah,
That's what the teacher wants us to do.
Oh, that's right. And it's almost, you can almost hear it going, hear him saying, after you're out of your youth, your back will begin to hurt. And that is how you know you're no longer in your youth.
Yeah.
But obviously, he's not just talking about, you know, enjoy being able to do things like breakdance or skate or exercise without hurting or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
There is a bigger point here that he's speaking about. And so what is that as we look at this?
Well, I think it's understanding that life is fleeting. Like everything else he said, you know, he uses the word meaningless in the NIV translation, but it's the word havel in Hebrew. You know, it's temporary. It's like a mist, a vapor. Life is going to come and it's going to go. And so even the aging process, it's like a blink of an eye, isn't
yeah.
it? Like just yesterday, I remembered, you know, being able to go skating and not be scared on a skateboard, or when I used to go to the gym and not have to stretch so much, but now I'm stretching for half an hour before I start. Like, it's crazy. But yeah. this aging process happens to all of us, and he's bringing us to confront that, I think, to confront that reality. So, you know, the opening couple of verses that you read for us, share about how we should enjoy our youth. It's a gift. Enjoy the fact that we can have energy to do things and
yeah.
And not feel anxious about that. But then he goes on to talk about how as you age, trouble's going to come. There are going to be things that you have to face, like sickness perhaps, or he uses this poetic picture of things slowing down.
Mm.
Strong men stoop. Keepers of the house tremble. Grinders cease. There are few of them, even using pictures in nature. The people rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint. The almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along, and desire no longer is stirred.
Mm.
And it is depressing, isn't it, when you read that? Like, it is, again, confronting us with the reality that we have to face that life. In life, we're going to age.
And yeah.
And that means one day death will come, and that's how it finishes. In verse 7, the dust returns to the ground it came from. The spirit returns to God who gave it.
Mm.
And so I think in these opening verses, Ecclesiastes, the teacher here, he wants us to see at the end of his teachings here that we all have to face the fleeting nature of life.
Yeah.
Death.
Yeah, it's helpful. And again, we're reminded as we read in Ecclesiastes of the fact that this word is so present for us in this moment. And we, you know, if we think about this, we experience this. Life is a vapor, a breath. We only have to look around at the lengths that we go to as a society to try and avoid aging.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
You talked about this in the last episode a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was just, you know, surfing the internet and I came across anti-aging serums. It's a thing. Like, people buy the stuff. I'm sure many people do, just not me.
Yeah.
And we care about wrinkles. We care about how we look. And so we buy all these cosmetic, you know, stuff and
yeah.
hope that we won't look old,
yeah.
even though underneath it all we are. And
yeah, and I think in some parts, like, obviously there's a looks thing there. Like, we don't want to look old,
yes.
but also we don't want to age.
That's right.
Like,
there's no problem with buying anti-aging serums if that's your thing.
That's right.
It's the idea that the heart wants to not age. That
yeah.
inside, deep down, no one wants to grow old. And so we try as much as we can to look
yeah,
young.
That's it.
To be young.
And so this message in Ecclesiastes that life is a vapor, it's something that not only is true, like biblically, it's what our experience says.
Yeah.
And we can wear a mask to try and cover that up.
Yeah.
But actually to come face to face with the fact that life is a vapor is wisdom.
That's right. And it's okay if you are in your 30s and 40s and you can't break dance anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
in fact, that's a good thing.
Yes,
that's what I'm arguing.
But it's funny because, again, going back to what we talked about a couple episodes ago about consumerism, like, they say, oh, you're in your 40s now, you're having, you know, you're in your 50s, you're having a midlife crisis, buy a new Jeep.
Yeah.
Right? Like, do something, buy a new motorbike, thinking that you can be young and get that adrenaline, you know?
Yeah.
Because we all want to be young still.
Yeah.
But it's okay not to be. It's okay to face the realities that aging can be a graceful thing.
Yeah.
And that's the way the world is designed, the way God created it for us.
Yeah. And I think too, it's just the reality that we have to confront. We have to confront the fact that death is a thing. We can't deny it. We can't pretend that it's not coming for us. We can't live, you know, with our heads in the sand. Ignorance, you know, ignorance might be bliss, but it's like we have to actually be aware of the fact that death is coming for all of us.
That's right. But I think what Ecclesiastes does too is he also gives us hope, doesn't he? Because he does mention eternity a few times. Even here, the spirit returns to God who gave it. There is something we can still look forward to. And there is an eternity that that God gives us with, where we can be with him. And so as Ecclesiastes finishes, the author comes back into play. So the author is only there in verse 1 of the whole book, chapter 1, verse 1, and then here at the end from verse 9 to the end. He says, not only the teacher was wise, but he also imparted knowledge to the people. So he wraps it up for us, and he says in verse 13, now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. And so he's wrapping up everything. Ecclesiastes is saying, yeah, life is fleeting. Life is temporary. Sometimes feels futile. But while we do live in this world, let's be wise.
Yeah.
Let's fear God. Let's keep his commandments. And that's what God has called of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's helpful. Now, as we think about this passage before we sort of wrap this up, and as we think about once again how we understand wisdom, how we understand life, and how this is fulfilled ultimately in Jesus, how do we pull this together?
Well, I think for us as Christians, we need to live life by the Word of God, on the Word of God. That's what wisdom will look. That's what wise living looks like in this world.
Yeah.
And so, while Ecclesiastes is a book of wisdom, it's facing the realities, confronting the realities of the world around us, whether it is things like pleasure or money or life and death itself, and seeing that, hey, while we do have the gifts, all the gifts that God has given us and life itself, let's live with a wisdom on the Word of God, upon the Word of God, so that we can glorify the one who has gifted us with all these things, the giver himself. And so Jesus himself says it in Matthew 7. I'll read it for you. It's Matthew 7:24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. You see, Jesus says wisdom looks like building your house on the rock, which is, for us, living our life on the Word of God.
Mm.
That's what wise living looks like, a life living really for Jesus. That's one, a life that isn't wasted.
Yeah.
A one that isn't just focused on the temporary, fleeting nature of the futility, but it's a life that prepares for the eternity that awaits us. It's a life that's aware that we get to spend eternity with the giver, the God who created us, who loves us, who knows us. And so while we live this life, yes, let's fear God. Let's keep his commandments, because as we do that, we glorify him. We get to glorify the one we get to be with forever.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, as you're saying that there, as we think about kind of wrapping this up and what we take from Ecclesiastes, I'm just so confronted by this reality that there is a word that we get from our world, and the word that we get from our world is that you can find meaning here, that you can find pleasure here, you can, you know, search for money and you'll find joy here, and that, you know, if you just use the right stuff, you'll never actually face death. But the Word of God reminds us of the truth of what wisdom truly is, and it is that life is a breath, but that our God has redeemed that breath and given us a hope beyond that breath. And so I think what Jesus is really getting at there in that moment is continue to remind yourself of what really matters, and live your life in light of the Word of God and in light of who he's revealed and in light of the fact that eternity is a real thing.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Thanks again for joining us, Mikey. It's been really good to work through Ecclesiastes. We'd love to encourage you at home. If you found this series really helpful, Mikey, at Providence recently, you guys have just gone over Ecclesiastes. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. You can find all our sermons on Ecclesiastes on our website.
Yeah, awesome. So go and have a check out at their website to look over those talks again. No doubt they're super helpful. We've appreciated you coming here. It's been such an amazing journey again to look at the Old Testament. Testament and be reminded of God's word, particularly regarding wisdom and what it means to live in this world and live for the future kingdom of Jesus. Thanks for joining us once again. It's been a pleasure to be with you wherever you are on your journey to work or at home or wherever you are in this. We'd love to encourage you right now to engage with God in prayer. Thanks heaps. We'll see you next time.